The following program is an independent production. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Devil Radio, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Tell me why!
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of you guys.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, into Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM WTTN. Really excited to be back on the airwaves talking about local businesses and local nonprofits and all the good things happening in our community. Jimmy, thanks for running the show today. We ran into a bit of an unforeseen circumstance, so our first time apart doing this remotely, but so it's all on you today, Jimmy, all on you.
All I got to say is the wonders of modern technology. You're in my video screen here.
Right. Technology is the other piece that has to work for us today. Anyway, we're excited to bring you a great show. We've got some excellent guests coming up. We're going to talk to Chris Cox from the Bank of Sun Prairie for the second half of the hour, really talking about the latest on the most recent PPP program. So if you're a local business owner and you want that information, Chris has got some good info for you there. And we've got some other guests before that, some timely things that we're going to talk about. One is, Jimmy, I don't know if you knew this, but it's really cold all of a sudden.
It's very cold out.
I mean, crazy cold. And that's why I wanted to bring our first guests into the show, because I've been talking about Tom and Ginny and Favolden Farms on this program here for a couple weeks already. But we really need you now. People need to know about your alpaca products, Tom. So and Ginny. So thanks for joining us this morning. How are you guys?
We're fine. Thank you for having us.
I've told people now, and I told you this too just before, Tom, the only thing that keeps my hands warm when I'm having to go out and walk my dog these days or go outside for other things are the mittens I got from you, the alpaca mittens, and the hat as well that you made, Tom, which is not only keeps my head warm, but also I've gotten a lot of compliments on for its style and the way it looks. So really great products that you guys have there.
Thank you again.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the products you offer and, of course, your business.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're a business. We're partnered with my sister and brother-in-law and my brother-in-law's parents as Favolden Farm. And we have a farm located in Black River Falls where my sister and brother-in-law take care of our herd of about 35 alpacas. We shear them in May and we bring the fiber down to Cottage Grove where Ginny will go through it and decide what the best use is. Some that we can process ourselves, some we will send off to co-ops to be combined with fiber from other farms in order to get a large enough volume in order to mass produce products. And then we get products back wholesale, you know, that we can retail in our shops. And we also get products from suppliers as well, you know, because we just can't handle all of it, you know, with all of the need with what we can produce here. But we do produce some in our studio. We built our studio a year ago here in Cottage Grove. We're right next to Summit Credit Union's corporate headquarters, which is a nice big building next to us and easy to find. The studio contains a variety of looms that we have accumulated over the years, and it's nice to have a place for them where we can work on them. Ginny is just starting now to set up a loom by setting the warp up for a scarf that she's going to be making. And so she's going to be concentrating on that during this time, but is available for questions, you know, should we have some. We are pretty well stocked with a variety of warm clothing. And on a day like today, you know, it certainly is nice.
I was going to ask you about that, Tom. Have you guys sold everything out yet? Was there a rush here with these temps coming up in the forecast?
Yeah, no, we haven't sold out. We have a few things remaining, to be sure. In fact, we're offering a special for this coming week up and through Valentine's Day. We have some beautiful jackets, vests, and sweaters that we are going to refund 10% of the purchase price in the form of gift card for future purchase. And people can purchase these items either online through our online shopping site, which is favaldenfarm.square.site. And they can also make an appointment and come into our studio and shop in person.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've been to your place and that's where we got so many great products. And we got them just before the weather got really cold or started to get cold in December. And now we are into a whole nother deep freeze. But what I'm still amazed by is the fact that, you know, like I told you, the mittens, the alpaca mittens are literally the only thing that keep my hands warm. I've had gloves. I've had all these different things over the years, other brands of mittens, all this sort of stuff. And even out, you know, doing snow removal in bitterly cold temperatures, your hands would always get cold and your fingers would always get cold at some point. But when I'm wearing those, my hands stay warm the whole time. So what is it about the alpaca products or alpaca fibers itself that really help, you know, keep everything warm for you and make that big of a difference?
Well, I think the predominant feature is the fact that the fibers are hollow and there's more insulating value in the fiber. Plus the way they're woven and the fact that you mentioned mittens in particular, mittens tend to be warmer than gloves because there's more air circulation and you can move your fingers around and help to keep them warm as well. But they are considered in a number of different studies to be up to 7 times warmer than sheep's wool. Plus they don't have the lanolin in, alpacas don't have lanolin in their fleece, and subsequently that's the part that tends to make people allergic, and so that we consider them hypoallergenic.
We're talking with Tom Olson here of Volden Farm over in Cottage Grove. Great alpaca products that help keep you warm, especially during times like this. You know, that's such an important thing too, Tom. We see a lot of people with those allergies, issues, skin issues with lanolin, things like that. My wife included has severe allergies to that. That we found out, unfortunately. So to have an alternative product that really works well and is insulates well is great for so many people.
That's also good to hear. And I'm glad that your wife is doing well with that, because I know there are a few people that do react. And one of the best ways is to come in and just kind of get a sense of, you know, how it reacts to your skin on a very short notice or short time span to really test it. So
we've talked about, you know, the mittens and the hats and those things are there, vests, coats as well. You, one thing I wanted to ask you about, so what other products do you have? Because I know there are a variety of things that you have there, including socks, right? And people really love the socks.
Right, yeah. There's quite a wide variety of socks that we stock. Long socks up to the knee and beyond. We have leggings that go clear up to the waist, and short socks, dress socks, thin socks, thick socks, socks that you might use when hiking that have a cushion on the bottom and a less material on the upper part of the sock. Hats, gloves, and mittens. With a variety of scarves. We have handmade scarves that Ginny has made predominantly, and we also have some commercially made scarves as well. Can you tell I'm a little nervous?
I think what you're doing, though, anybody listening instantly feels warmer right now, just hearing all about all those great things, including Jimmy over there. He's wearing a hat right now, but he's feeling warmer just by you talking about it, which is a good thing. Well, Tom, another thing I see you guys have put out there now is a free local delivery too. You kind of added that to your service. So tell us more about that.
We decided, you know, that would be one more way that we could thank the people around us that have been patronizing us. And so we put in a 10-mile range in the computer and thought, well, okay, we can handle this. In many cases, you know, it can run things over so you can have something within an hour. If it's this cold out, you know, it might take a little longer, but But we will hand deliver items within that 10-mile circle of Cottage Grove.
That's great. So minimum $25 purchase for those, and you can get free delivery as well within a 10-mile radius of the Cottage Grove area. That's fantastic. What a great service. And again, from a local business here, Favolden Farm LLC. You can also find out more about them on Facebook. They are on there. Just type in Favolden Farm or LLC or at Favolden Farm, and you find them on Facebook. Some great stuff. You can find out about the farm and the alpacas themselves. So you kind of tell that story too, which is interesting, Tom. We talked about that. You've named all the alpacas, have all these great names and a theme there going back to your history and ancestry. And I think that's fantastic too. So how difficult was it coming up with names for the alpacas?
Wasn't difficult for us at all, you know, because my sister and brother-in-law generally see the animal right as it's born, and they think about it for a day or two, and they pick a name that that matches that. So for us, it was no problem. For them, it was more of a challenge. But they have done very well at coming up with names, and it's kind of interesting to hear. But there, we had one that we named ourselves. We were watching the animals while they were on vacation, and we got up there about 2 hours after they had left, and in between time an alpaca had been born and was running around the pasture, and it was exploring everywhere. And so we thought, okay, for an exploring alpaca, what could be a better name than Leif? So after Leif Erickson, we have Leif the alpaca.
That's fantastic. Good to see what their personalities are like before you name them. We should probably think about doing that as humans too. Maybe we let our kids go unnamed for a little while and then figure it out after they show some signs. We're talking, it's great to join us today from Tom and Ginny at Favolden Farm LLC. Again, wonderful products that helped me stay warm this winter. Find out more about them on Facebook, Favolden Farm. You can find them online. And just great products, great people. And wonderful to talk to you guys today. Thanks for your time, Tom and Ginny.
Well, thank you very much for having us. Have a great day.
We'll be back here in just a moment on the other side of the break. But as well as the other programs today, Devil Radio is giving away T-shirts. So you have an opportunity to get a Devil Radio T-shirt by calling in 844-967-2889, 844-967-2889. We'll talk more about that in a second.
Stream the Devils and progressive news and talk 24/7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates, inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Maybe you need a more muscular voice on talk radio. Maybe you need Matt Flynn direct. In the lame duck session, the Republican gerrymandered legislature said that basically they were going to take Evers and Josh Call's powers away. And a Republican Supreme Court upheld them. And really, contrary to Wisconsin democracy.
Listen to Matt Flynn direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Get ready to get local. Saturdays at 11 a.m., Dane by Local and 92.7 FM Devil Radio bring you Let's Get Local, a new program featuring area businesses and nonprofits that make our community unique and special. So tune in Saturdays and go local, Madison.
Supplying your political fix on the back roads from Sauk City to Beaver Dam on WTTN 1580 AM, Devil Radio.
Now you're pausing. Okay. Yeah, you were...
Yeah, the video seems like...
Okay, hang on, Dan. We'll try this. If we have problems, we'll work around.
Oh, it's got to go.
Here we go. We're back here. Jimmy says we're back on the radio. Thanks, Jimmy. Sorry, Dan and I were trying to figure out, make sure our technology is working. And we were excited to talk with Dan here from the Chocolate Caper. Looks like we're having a little bit of tech
issues. You guys just
want
to give me a call?
All right. We're gonna try to reach Dan by phone, and I will cover here until we can get back on here by phone here with Dan in just a second. Jimmy will get that set up. What I am going to tell you now is talk about the Devil Radio t-shirts that we are giving away right now on Devil Radio. So again, thanks to Dom and Crute and everybody here at Devil Radio for setting this up. But you can call in and get a Devil Radio t-shirt, 844-967-2889. 844-967-2889, and you can get yourself a Devil Radio t-shirt at being caller number two. Caller number two is what we're looking for there, and Jimmy will set that up here in a second for you.
Yes,
we just got done talking with Favolden Farm, Tom and Ginny, a great local business in Cottage Grove. What we're also going to do soon is talk with Dan from the Chocolate Caper, who's another awesome local business, Dane by local member, great group to really get some sweets that are with you right now. And as everybody's thinking about Valentine's Day, Dan and everybody at the Chocolate Caper, very busy because of Valentine's Day. Dan, how's it going right now? I think we got you on the line. How's it going at the Chocolate Caper leading up to the big day on the 14th?
Oh, it's going well. We're keeping very busy, that's for sure. We always talk about Valentine's Day being about a month of prep for a half week to a week of holiday, but we're busy getting ready and excited for it to come.
So I see you have some different things right now, some specials you're offering as well with Valentine's Day coming up. Tell us about some of that stuff.
Yeah, we have a couple things just for Valentine's Day. On the chocolate side, we're doing some champagne truffles and raspberry truffles that are decorated with hearts. We're doing, we've gotten a lot of requests for chocolate dipped strawberries. In the past, we just haven't had quite enough to be able to hit sort of the sweet spot for ordering the kinds of strawberries that you use. This year, we are. So we are doing chocolate dipped strawberries that in our chocolate this year. Orders are due by tomorrow, Sunday. So FYI.
Oh, okay. Get them in.
And
get them in soon.
And then
for
we've
the
got
strawberries.
Exactly. And then we've got just some special boxes, some mixes of truffles. We've been adding a lot of gifts to complement the candy that we have. So everything from mugs that are themed to everything, the towels, to we have a line of candles we make with Wisconsin Candle Company. So it's kind of becoming the one-stop shop for everything you need for a gift.
I love that, collaborating with other local businesses too, to kind of provide added pieces to your service, which is fantastic. That's great. I've talked with
really
you before, Dan. I'm sorry. Go ahead on that.
And...
Sorry, Dan. I kind of jumped on you there. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying we do love working as much as we can with local. We're, you know, we source everything we can. Sort of, we always go concentric circles out and try to go as local as we can. And lately, especially with everything going on, I'm not sure exactly what has led to it precisely, but we've been able to network with so many other small businesses, probably just because we're all in the same situation. And I'm seeing a lot more relationships with local smaller folks than we are with people who aren't in the area, or maybe the bigger companies.
I think that's incredible. Just kind of work together, help each other out. As well as, you know, the business owner, then you know the quality of the service, you know what you're kind of connecting with. And I think that's super valuable too, not only for yourself as a business, but also the customer. So thanks for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. And you're exactly right. That's the difference, is that level of personal touch and that level of being able to talk to the person you need to, and not just being sort of a number on a sheet.
Hey, Dan, about the chocolate caper a little bit. I know it's business has been around for a while. You guys are the second owners, correct? But you're kind of really just continuing on with the tradition of such a great local business. However, you guys are kind of expanding things, like you said. I know there's new things in the works too. So tell us what's happening now.
So right now, like you said, we've had we're the second owner, so we've had the caper for 6 years, 7 years now. Although it's been around for 39 years. But as we've been expanding and growing, we are now adding on a dessert cafe right next door to the chocolate caper. So literally, if you walk up to the door for the caper, there's a door next to it, and you can walk right into the cafe. And we're going to be doing a variety of things there, from coffee and all that fun stuff to, we really want it to be an outlet for sort of creative, our more creative stuff and baking. So playing with different flavor profiles and things like that. And the core of what we're doing there is we're trying to really mix business and I'm trying to think of the best, community support. So we're partnering with different charities every 1 to 3 months. And while we're partnered with that charity, 5% of our sales go to it. And I think the big benefit is we also get to promote the charity quite a bit, so that they get local charities that are maybe a bit smaller and people don't know about, get some exposure, and maybe can grow a little bit and expand their audience.
It's fantastic working with local charities too. I love that. It's just something that you find when you talk to more local business owners, that kind of spirit, that kind of effort to make sure that they can do a little extra good when they're doing good, which I know you guys are big supporters of and certainly follow that mission. So you guys are located in Oregon, right? As well as
yep.
you've got the new shop open up right next door. So head downtown Oregon. That's where you can find the stuff. But you can also order online. And I know you revamped the website too. So online ordering is very easy too, right?
Yep. And I should mention the cafe will open late April, early May. Just to get that out,
okay.
So people don't swing by too soon. And yes, what we've learned in the last year is, you know, our website had existed. It had some shopping. I will be the first to say it was not, it was a difficult site to deal with. So very quickly, sort of the early last year, we did redo our website, try to make it a lot more friendly for shopping. And we're still getting more information onto there about us, but you can jump right on there. Jump into our store, see everything, and I think at this point it's a pretty easy process to go through. And we ship anywhere in the nation. You can do curbside pickup and all that fun jazz.
I'm talking with Dan from the Chocolate Caper. You can find out more at the Chocolate Caper, or excuse me, chocolatecaper.com, chocolatecaper.com. Find out more about this great local business. Get some goodies for Valentine's Day. Get some chocolate any time of the year. And again, like Dan mentioned, that cafe opening soon in the spring as well. So that's all fantastic, Dan. I know you and Elizabeth are so great. You guys have done so much for the community, but I'm really glad to see, even during these difficult times, this difficult year, that the business is continuing to move forward. You're being creative and you've found more ways to serve people with incredible chocolate and incredible product. So thanks for your time, Dan. And thanks for everything you're doing over there, and stay well. Okay.
You too. Thanks very much, Jason.
That's Dan Donahue from the Chocolate Caper. He and his wife, Elizabeth, the owners, great local business in Oregon, Wisconsin. And again, you can find out a bunch more about them at chocolatecaper.com. If you want chocolate-covered strawberries, get the orders in today or tomorrow. We'll be back on the other side of the break.